Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. A day of proceedings in the District A Magistrates Court. On this day, October 2nd in the year 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported on the proceedings at the District A Magistrates Court in Bridgetown. The first reported case dealt with the crime of theft of money. The case was presided over by Police Magistrate His Worship Mr. C.L. Walwin, and Sergeant Allen prosecuted the case for the police. In presenting the facts of the case, Sergeant Allen told the court that George Smith of Halls Road, St. Michael, on September 24th, gave Everton Miles, age 59, a bailiff of Eagle Hall, St. Michael, £1.11.09 to purchase a gun for him. Miles did not purchase the gun for Smith and did not return the money to him. In the outcome of the case, Miles was found guilty of stealing Smith's money. Before Mr. Miles was sentenced, records revealed that he had a previous conviction for larceny of copper in August of 1950 and was placed on 6 months bond. Miles was sentenced to 1 month imprisonment with hard labor. The second case before Magistrate Walwin involved Mr. Lionel Crony, age 48, of Bush Hall, St. Michael. Crony was charged with assaulting Police Constable 240 Wilson and making a disturbance on Probing Street on October the 1st. Magistrate Walwin remanded Crony to prison until trial at a later date. In another case before the District A Court, Mr. Anson Lowe, age 46, of Green Hill, St. Michael, appeared before Magistrate Mr. G.B. Griffith, accused of inflicting bodily harm on Mr. Clyde Phillips on June 30th. Lowe had struck Phillips with a stick, causing Phillips's foot to be fractured. Mr. E.K. Walcott, the lawyer representing Lowe, asked the court to consider the fact that the two men were in a fight and Phillips was the bigger man. Whether this request of the bench made a difference or not is unclear, as Magistrate Griffith sentenced Lowe to 12 months probation. A case of buggery was also brought before Magistrate Griffith. In this case, Mr. Denzel Roberts of Paterkin Land, St. Michael, was charged with the offense on August 20th. Roberts was represented by lawyer Mr. G.B. Niles. Magistrate Griffith adjourned the matter until October 8th. Magistrate Griffith, who was also the acting coroner at District A Court, heard the report on the postmortem that was conducted on 27-year-old Lyle Mears of Horse Hill, St. Joseph. The postmortem was conducted at the General Hospital, and according to the report, Mears fell from a truck at Joe's River, St. Joseph, and received head injuries and died the next day. These cases were heard in the District A Magistrates Court on this day, October 2nd in the year 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.